nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see some.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. If there is anyone that is famous in our community, it's Mr. Pete Likes, and he is in studio with us today because, yep, guess what? There's going to be a July Jamboree down by the river, and Pete is, of course, in the middle of it, setting it up and doing good. So, first of all, great to see you. How have you been? Happy summer.
Happy summer to you, too. It's almost over. The heat can go anytime, but anyway, we'll get there.
Yes, but, well, don't say it's almost over. Don't you think it's about half over?
I believe it is half over.
I know.
I hope it is.
You do?
I don't like the heat.
Oh, but your tomatoes like them. Before we went on the air, you were kind of telling me that you got crazy with tomato plants.
We do every year. We got 250 tomato plants in the ground. You want salsa? Just call Mep. I'll give it to you. I don't eat it. Oh, yeah. Well, Diane and I don't eat it. We make it and give it away, whatever. Barter a lot of stuff, whatever.
So salsa is where it goes? You don't, you're
oh,
not
no,
a
we
BLT
we,
person?
We, do,
or?
We still do juice and stewed, too. We put up 80 to 100 quarts of stewed and probably 50 quarts of juice.
Oh, my.
And the rest all goes in the salsa.
Really? So, Pete, was this something that you did as a kid? Or
I hated the garden until I moved down to where I live. Now I garden. We got like 7 gardens going down there between Corey and I.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Nice.
He plants a big field of gourds. You can't eat gourds.
Well, what does he do with them?
He sells them. His kids pull a wagon up to him and took out and sell gourds. Whatever.
Three
for a dollar, whatever.
Oh, is it the kind that I would put on my counter?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Because they're lovely?
Oh, yeah, they're orange and green
and
yellow.
Well, tell them to pull their cart down Highland Drive. I wouldn't mind.
Just bring your bag and whatever. You want a gunny sack?
I don't want a gunny sack.
No,
neither
do I.
So you've been busy, and you, for people that don't know, which I don't know who that is, but you're the caretaker of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Cemetery. Pete, can I tell you that is such a special job?
It's my calling.
It is. Now tell me why you say that.
Because I turned down 2 federal jobs just to stay there. Turned down a telephone. I could have went for Sprint. Could have went to work for the Minnesota Army National Guard. I offered 2 or 3 jobs there. But my calling, and I tell people this is my calling. I started this back in 1967, 1970, I bought my grandpa out, and I've been doing it ever since. I'm a walking information booth because I've been there for so long.
And
if I can't, I'll dig deep enough till I find out.
No pun intended, friends.
No pun. Let's talk music. I don't want to talk.
No, but what you do there is very important. The cemetery always looks good, Pete, and it's a really special thing, and I know you really take pride in what you do.
The thing is, I get to meet people the most inopportune time
of
their life.
Yeah, you do.
And it's my job to smooth the water. You know, there's nothing worse than having a storm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the storms happen, you know. And I'm kind of the guy that makes the water smooth. Not because I'm Peter, but, you know, Jesus settled the water for Peter. But I settle the water for the people that come to be in a mourning state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a beautiful place, and I know that you work very hard to keep it like that, so thank you. Especially during a drought, it must be hard to keep it moving forward in a positive way during the...
Drive through it every day just to see if the grass is growing,
yeah,
and
nope.
It's not growing.
Well, that's okay.
But there's other things that had to be done as well.
Right? Absolutely. Well, Pete, you still found time to put together a July Jamboree. Tell me where the name came from.
Well, last year was supposed to be hot August nights, and we got rained out. We ended up doing a September song last Sunday in September. So the minute I hang up on these concerts, I start planning another one. I thought, man, if I can get it in July, we're going to call it the July Jamboree, and I blog out to the people that we'll talk about, and bing, 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 they're all in. I said, and that's kind of the way it goes. And you being a musician, you understand that. When you sense talent, okay, even if they're amateurs, for an amateur to come up and stand up and do something is a godsend. I mean, so what if you make a mistake? Who's going to know? I mean, I sing all the time. And if I sing off key, who knows? Basically, that's what it is. But no, I've been doing these concerts for the family service for better than 10 years. I lost track. As you go around to different churches and you put on these and people hear or see me, they say, can I get in? Sure. What do you want to do? You can do whatever you want to do, but you find the music, you find the accompanist, if I don't have one, and we'll bring it in. So that's what we're doing.
So this concert is going to be on a Sunday, July 31st at 2 o'clock p.m., and it is going to be at that beautiful Rotary Pavilion. Pete, what is that like to sing at? Is it acoustically lovely? I mean, obviously it's beautiful to look at.
This is the third or the fourth concert I would have put on down there in the years. I think that's the most wonderful edifice they ever put in the park system. And Utah, they have a sound system down there. People who know Phil Lynch, I know Phil Lynch he's worked like at the Excel Center and up at
he's
the
He's a sound tech, yeah.
He's a sound tech. So I just had to convince Paige Bilger that he knew what he was doing. It didn't take long. But Phil comes and he puts it all together. The system, you know, puts it together. People bring their instruments, he plugs them in, and away we go. And he monitors what they do. And if anybody got questions on the technical, talk to Phil. Don't talk to me, because I'm just a singer.
So the Jamboree piece, is that going to be a preview of what we can expect? Is this kind of a more lively concert? When I think of Jamboree, I think of lively music.
Oh, yeah. I'll start talking about these people that wanted in, okay? We'll start off with the Fenders. Gary
yes.
and Pat Fenders.
Now tell me about them, because you've known them for a while now, and I know they've been a part of what you do for a while.
Yeah, I met them probably 10 years ago. I mean, I knew who Patty was. I never knew who Gary was, okay? But Gary is a background singer and he's performed in Nashville, Tennessee years ago. He just turned 80, and he's been around.
Okay,
He's 80 years old.
I did not know that.
And in their sound box, in their performance of music, they got 10,000 songs in their computer box. So if you want him to sing it, he'll sing it for you. And she sings too. And when they sing harmony, and he has a daughter, I don't know if she's coming, her name is Kim.
And they're a married couple.
Oh, yeah. She was Patty Den from Sweet Hill. On Second Street, Sweet Hill, they call. I don't know where Gary Fender came from, but anyway, he's normally the first one. He'll come and say, "When's the next concert?" Say, Gary, we just got done, but let's do another one. You know? So anyway, this year, because normally in the concerts I've had with the three or four that I've had in the past, I've always had them close out because they have such a repertoire of music.
Yes.
So I went and I seen him 2 months ago. I said, "Patty, have I got a deal for you? What's the deal this time, Peter?" I said, "You know what? I'm getting kind of tired of making you close out these concerts, so you and Gary are going to open the show." "Oh, my God," she says, you're going to allow that. I said, "I want you to open the show, you two to open the show. I'll finish the show. I don't care." He's probably the most versed musician I've found lately in the country music stuff.
Oh.
He does everything. It doesn't matter. Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Buck Owens, he does it all. And she'll do like Patsy Cline, those kinds of music. Mm-hmm. They do harmonies. And I don't know how, I would venture to say she's 78. But anyway, I mean, I'm 73. We did a concert in the park 10 years ago, and they were there, and I just put them in my back burner. And then when I started putting these concerts together, I just kind of reached out one time. He says, "I've been waiting for you to ask."
Oh, Pete, what a great story.
Oh, yeah, he's usually the first one to sign on. He asked me, "Let's plan the concert." He says, "What are we going to call it?" He says, "You come up with a name and I'll come up with the songs." Whatever. So we do. But the next two people that are on there, there's Seth and Elliot Kimmis, okay? And we had them last year at the Give Thanks concert over at Bodsky's Church. And Seth plays three chords on the guitar, and Elliot plays the music on the piano with no music. Unbelievable. He just watched what his brother played on the guitar, and he played all the film music. He just did it.
Now, are they siblings?
They're brothers. Their dad is Charlie Kimmis. I forget his wife's name, but they come and say, "When's the next concert? When's the next?" I said, "I don't know. I got to think about it for a while."
So what's their specialty, do you think?
I want to say they play up at the First Baptist Church.
Okay. So kind of gospel music or
something? Well, they do upscale. They do contemporary stuff. Mm-hmm. They can do traditional, but they prefer to do contemporary. kind of stuff. He's got a wonderful voice. He just really does. I watch what he plays. He's only playing four chords on that guitar because I used to be a guitar, so I know what he's playing, okay? But these people come out, when they get done with one concert, a week later, when's the next one? I don't know.
It's a lot of pressure on you, Pete Likes. So the next guy, can I tell you, I love this guy.
You tell me all about him.
Well, he's filled with the joy of the Lord.
Oh, he is.
And it comes out in his beautiful music. Tell us about Terry Crisp.
Terry Crisp and I go back to the Guards 30-some years ago. That's when I met him. He wasn't a guitarist then. I've had him with me on three or four different concerts, so to speak. He's a godsend. And he practices his music religiously. I went out to his house one night for whatever rhyme or reason, and he says, what do you think about this? And he played whatever. Sounds great to me. He's another one. When's the next concert? What are we going to call the next one? What are we going to do this time? You know, you refer to the word jamboree. That's why I picked that word jamboree, because I don't care what they bring, because they're bringing it.
And jamboree to me seems like kind of a mashup of different kinds of styles of music.
Oh, yes.
And that certainly is what this is going to be. And then Gordy Pearson. How fun.
He lets loose. We had him at the concert last year over at Bosky's again. Give thanks. He's a guitarist, and he plays my kind of music. And I could sing.
Your kind of music, Pete? You like all kind of music,
don't you? I can sing anything but opera. I wouldn't even try that one. But
that's going to be the quote of the day, I think.
I can't sing opera. When I sent out a blog to these people, I said, I know I can sing with the Fenders because I sang with them before. I want to sing with Seth Kimmis again because we can harmonize, okay?
Nice.
Gordy Pearson, we've got to finish up him. He is really smooth.
Oh.
He really is. Yep, he does. He's got it all written. All the chords are all written. Okay. No notes, but it's all chords. It's all there, and he plays what he writes.
So, is he going to do some original stuff? Is what you're saying?
I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, it's a secret. You got to come on Sunday, July 31st at 2:00 p.m.
He does up at the Country Club. Mm-hmm. You know, they got those Friday night gigs up there. He was down. They had a fundraiser for the parochial school above the Onion Grill. I didn't stay long enough to see him play, but I mean.
And Neil Match, what the heck? He's going to be there too?
3 years ago, I went to Neil Match's office when he was still a prudential man. I went in, we talked, and I said, have you ever thought about coming out of retirement? He says, I'm not retired. I said, yeah, you hung your guitar up 20, 30 years ago. You hung that baby up. I said, because you and Buckets, Bob Framworth.
Buckets.
That's his name, Bob Framworth. They call him Buckets. They played Lesh's Bar for a year. I mean, I was back playing honky-tonks at bars, they were in Lesh's, and I was down in Red Wing playing.
Lesh's Bar, that's a blast from the past.
So I said, maybe you want to step out of development and come back to the real thing. So what are you talking about? I know you still got all these guitars because I've had you at the studio with me when we did recordings of the music that I put out. I said, but I'm asking you, let's come out into the pub. Let's go talk to the people at Hastings. Let's go do it. I said, we can bring Buckets if you want. I don't care. So I had him and Buckets down the pavilion 2 years ago. Then they stepped off. They started doing like the Legion Club or the Vets Club down in Cannon Falls.
Hated a monster.
Get this one. Neil went to Florida for 2 months. He had 17 gigs down there. If I wish I had a time, I'd have went with him. But anyway,
need a percentage of that, Pete.
Well, he was just out of Dan's in New Trier 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, so I went out to see him out there. A little bit of rain, but it was okay.
How fun.
When I worked at Bob's Music back in 1964, Neil Matt, he instructed people in guitar down there.
Wow.
So, I mean, we go back.
You go way back. Then Michelle, of course, has a new name, but I know her as Michelle Sieben.
That's who she is. Michelle Sieben has probably the most angelic voice you'll ever want to hear.
Very pure. Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, she is pure. And a lady, you might recognize, her name is Clara Wiles. Clara Wiles lives out in Denver. When Clara Wiles was here last year, I gave her some of the CDs that we've done, Michelle and I did, and all these other people. She texted me back. She said, I've never heard such a perfect rendition of whatever, I can't remember the name of the song. But she said, Michelle Sieben. Oh, she just blew me away. And Clara, they were all musicians. They're Kilbrides. Remember Kilbride?
Of course. I took piano lessons from Mrs. Kilbride.
Well, yeah.
On like 8th Street or something.
Right. That's where they live.
The big house.
Anyway,
yeah.
these She was a music instructor. She wrote a song for one of the Radkeys back in 1965. I still got it in my music book, but I can't play it. It's a country western song, but I can't play it anyway.
So Michelle's going to be there. And then who are these little cuties? Lila, okay. Zoe, and June Likes.
These are my three granddaughters.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, they came down and they sang Frozen. So I invited them. I said, better yet, I said, you can sing a song. You can sing Frozen or whatever you want. I said, why don't you bring your clogging shoes and you can all clog? Can we? I said, well, if you find the music, we can put it into the system and we'll play it for you. But 2 days ago, Zoe broke her toe, so she can't clog. But I believe they're coming. They keep telling me they're coming. I hope they come. Lila's 12, Zoe's like 8 or 9, and June is 6, whatever. But they have no fear of the stage. So, yeah, we've had enough of the concert. Yeah.
They're chip off the old block, in other words.
Yeah, well, whatever. It is what
And
it
then
is.
There's a guy named Pete Likes. It looks like he's going to close the show out.
Pete Likes is probably going to do some country. So I'm hopefully sing two rock and roll songs with Neil Match. We'll probably do Kansas City. We might do, in 1968, we won the first ever Hootenanny up at high school. The song we won it with was Bebopalula.
That's Pete, before. What a sweet memory.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway.
Was it like a talent show or something at the high school?
It was the first like talent show, Hootenanny, that they had at the high school. And we won, so then the next year, Sue Liebig, she used to be the principal.
Of course.
She called me up, she said, will you host the 1968 or 6, whatever it was? Sure, I'd host it. So I went out there. They didn't have the music, so I just sang the song a cappella. I said, this is what we want. Be-bop-a-loo. The people went nuts. I don't know what... If Seth does some upstale contemporary stuff, and I did two of them last year at the other concert, I know the words. He plays the music. I just sing with him. And Neil Match, he plays a harmonica and plays a guitar at the same time. So
there's going to be like some pickup music, too. You're just going to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
jam.
Well, you know what I always want to... you know what I'd like to do something? What would you like to hear?
Yeah, why not?
The thing is, all I could do is turn around to Gary and Pat Fender.
Because they have 10,000 songs.
They'll type it in.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll sing it.
Well, Pete, it's going to be a great event, and you really were very smart to have it during July. The concert is going to benefit Hastings Family Service, and I know they have that matching grant.
Yes.
So money is going to go farther. This is a free concert, but you'll have a goodwill offering. Is that correct?
Amy Sutton said that she'll help out, and she being the new director of Hastings Family Service. I've done some things with her in the past, you know, when Chris Coop was still there. They were kind of married together until Chris retired or whatever. But my inspiration to do this stuff for the Hastings Family Service goes back to a guy by the name of Lou Lindy. Lou Lindy invited me to put my name in the cornerstone of Hastings Family Service 10, 15 years ago. And from that point on, I always say Hastings Family Service, but the musicians that come, they vote. And we've done the Blue Star Connection. We've done the Total Life Care Center and the Hastings Family Service. And we've done some stuff, some for churches, you know, where they took the money. I don't want money. I don't need your money. All I want you to do is come and enjoy the show. And if you feel as if you want to contribute to the cause of the Hastings Family Service, that's what it's all about.
Well, Pete, you're what it's all about. It's so great to see you. Thank you. You came in and spread joy. I love that. And your music is going to be so fun for people to hear. It's on Sunday, July 31st, 2 p.m. The concert does benefit the Hastings Family Service. And the concert is called July Jamboree. So we hope people come out for that. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.